One federal security officer is dead after an overnight shooting in Oakland. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub is at the federal building in downtown Oakland with the latest.
The fallen guard was part of a two-member team tasked with protecting the large federal complex. The FBI tells KCBS at 9:45 p.m., a vehicle pulled up outside the Jefferson Street entrance. Shots rang out. One guard died, the other injured. Until mid-morning, federal troops in full riot gear surrounded the complex while the FBI conducted its investigation. Separately, just blocks away, Oakland police battled looters who broke into stores, started fires, and spray-painted graffiti on dozens of buildings. By 4 a.m., Oakland's acting police chief, Susan Mannheimer, posted this message on social media. She says the protest started out peacefully.
What we saw later on in the evening turned violent and disruptive, and we want to call on everyone who would come to Oakland and stand with us to respect the memory of George Floyd and the community, to ensure that they are peaceful.
Oakland police say 13 officers were injured, including several from outside agencies. 22 people were arrested, 60 detained for suspected looting. Now the task of cleaning up downtown Oakland begins. In Oakland, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.